He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he was going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is our text. Why? Why? Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, why are they afraid? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The tomb is empty. But the question is, does the resurrection of Jesus Christ take away all of your fears and eliminate all of your problems? If you would say yes, you would be mistaken. Oh yes, of course, on the last day, when Christ returns in all of his glory, your problems and your worries will be vanquished forever. But why do we still experience them today? Because you and I are still sinners. And we still live in a world where there are consequences for sin that are imposed upon each and every one of us. The question this morning is, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid of the bills that are too high and the income retirement that is too low? Are you afraid of a death of a loved one? A malignant tumor? Problems within the family? Broken relationships? Disasters? War? Terrorism? So what exactly are you afraid of this morning? When life gets unbearable, when life gets scary, trust in your risen Lord. When life begins to the point where it seems to be completely and utterly overwhelming, when you're afraid, where do you turn? You realize there's no trouble that's too big for the one who has risen from the dead? Do you realize that there is no trouble in the life that you live that's too big for the one who has baptized you into his death and resurrection? His strength is perfect, made perfect in the midst of our weaknesses. The one alive for you is greater than anything in the world, any problems or heartaches or worries that you have. Remember the servant girl that came up to Peter? It was in the courtyard of the priest, and there he was. And the girl came up and identified him as being one of Jesus' disciples. And how did Peter respond? In fear, he lied. In fear, he denied Jesus. In fear, he, pardon the pun, chickened out. But do you know, roughly 2 months later, Peter is standing before the same authorities that had put Jesus to death, and they ask him the question, after he had healed a man, "By what power did you heal this man?" This time, Peter didn't chicken out. He may have been shaken in his boots, but Peter knew with all certainty that the Savior was alive and he would not fall into the same trap. Now, even if they killed him, Peter knew that he had life in Christ forever. So Peter looked in the face of the same authorities that crucified Christ and said the words, "It is by the name of Jesus that this man stands before you healed." The same Jesus that has healed you, raised you, washed you, feeds you, the same Jesus. I wished I could tell you this morning that in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, every one of your problems would be vanquished today, right now, never to be faced again. But the fact of the matter is, I have even better news for you. The things that cause the fear in our lives today, Jesus has taken away their power and their victory. So today, as we gather as the body of Christ, we say those words, he is risen indeed, hallelujah. We say it with such gusto because they're words of truth that take away all of our fear. He is risen. He is risen indeed, hallelujah. We rise together as we confess our faith. This morning we use the words of the Nicene Creed.